Konnichiwa and welcome, and thank you for coming back to my podcast, Small Gardener, me, Leafy Keith. Thank you for joining me in my journey as I try to make my garden as ornamental whilst being productive as possible. Thank you for returning back to my podcast. If you're a long-term listener, there's been quite a bit of a break since the last episode, I know that, so apologies. And hello there if you're a new listener. And I hope we find some useful information from my podcast. Give me some gardening tips. It's January, and it's a bit bleak here in Kent, in the UK. Seems to be storm after storm. So it's been difficult to get out of the garden really at the moment. Not much going on. It's just looking out there and thinking, oh, that job needs to be doing that, you know, there's another job that he's doing. But the weather is holding off play, if you like. It's not great. We've got another storm coming tonight. That's going to bring more rain, more wind. And so that wipes off today and tomorrow's going in the garden. Luckily, no damage has been done in the garden. So it's just been out there tidying up. At least this time of year, you can see the bare bones of the garden. You can see the structure, and you can see where, you know, what needs to be done, what needs to be changed. So in my garden, there's going to be quite a lot to be changed. I can see there's quite a few things that are in the wrong place. Look a bit untidy, so it's a great time of year to sort those things out. So thank you for joining me again, and hopefully you'll find some useful information while you're here. This week I'm going to be reading a piece from the Almanac, A Seasonal Guide to 2024 by Leah Lindertz. Hope I pronounced that right. It's a just a section from the January section of the book. So there he goes. I think says it all about January, really. The winter sun falling in shafts between the deep shadows of the buildings does not reach nearly high enough in the sky to clear the rooftops. And in one of those slices of weak sun, a gardener might work, feeling the faint warmth of it through their jacket, producing a golden cloud with each breath out, doing the slow tasks that create the framework for the year ahead. Well, I think that says it all really, doesn't it? Just working, plodding through the garden, plodding on, and doing what we can between the weather, and hoping that winter sunshine comes out and brightened up our day. Just because it's a stormy January doesn't mean we can stop gardening. We can also always garden indoors. Now, I've got this little gadget, and it's called Elho, which is the brand make, microgreens. Now, basically, this little gadget is a dish with a sieve and a lid. Now, how do we use this? Now, you've got the dish, which you fill up with water. Put the sieve in, so the water's just up to the sieve. Now, then you put your chosen microgreen seeds all over the sieve. Nice and thick layer, because you want lots of seeds to germinate. Feel free to fill it up a lot more than you would do normally if you're going to plant them in the garden. And then there's a lid, so if the seed requires darkness to grow and germinate, there's a lid for it. Easy as that. Sounds too easy, doesn't it? But I mean, that's like a little gadget I bought. That cost me $12.99 for a well-known online marketplace. You can use other things. You can use a dish. You can use it's an old bit of rubbish dish. You get a butter pack, or the like, or something like that. It's just needs a little trough. You fill it, put a little bit of compost at the bottom. Water that. Spray it really. Spray with a mister, and then lay the seeds on top. Don't push them down. Just mist them. Put a cloth over the top of that. As easy as that, then you've got your seeds, and just spray them daily. Which is basically the same principle as this. But it's just obviously a bit tidier. So I'll be giving that a go, and I'll be letting you know how I get on. Now the first thing I'm going to grow in there is beetroot. Now beetroot makes a good microgreen, because beetroot shoots are quite expensive to buy, so growing them yourself will save a bit of money. These take about the two to four weeks to grow. You grow them so they're a bit bigger than you would the normal microgreen, because you want the nice big leaf. So you're probably about 3 inches tall maybe, and once they're there, you just cut them down and eat them. Easy as that. So you can do that on your windowsill, or anywhere where it's nice and warm, and obviously when they germinate they need a bit of light, so you might want to take off the lid so they've got some light. Easy as that. Other microgreens you can grow: broccoli, chard, purple basil, or kale. Now kale is one thing I'm thinking about doing, because again, it's expensive to buy kale microgreens, but easy to grow. And this was stated that the each leaf contains more than 4 times the amount of high vitamins and minerals found in the adult plant. So can't be bad, can it? So that's what I'm going to be doing this week with this month's gadget. While we're talking about indoor gardening, I'd like to recommend a book to you. Now this book I've had for a few months now. I think it's quite new. It's called The Windowsill Gardener: 50 Easy to Grow Plants to Transform Your Home. Now the text is written by Liz Marvin, and it's illustrated by Annie Davison. And they've done quite a good job. Basically, it goes plant to plant. Really, all the plants you would normally grow outdoors: lettuce, garlic, carrots, radishes, rainbow chard. It tells you how to grow them indoors, and it's got some nice illustrations of them growing pots, all different kinds of pots. It tells you exactly how much soil you need, how much water you need, and how quick they are to germinate and grow, which is quite good, especially if you're a new gardener that could be a bit impatient. So it's a little clue of how long you've got to wait. Also got herbs. Herbs are brilliant for indoors. Not only are they close to the kitchen, but they're just good, they're easy to grow, so that's a good thing. Got plants to boost your well-being. These are basically plants that look good, your house plants. And succulents. And it's also got a bit with plants with magical powers. These are plants that, like lavender and chamomile, reported to aid your health. So that's good as well. So that's a little recommendation. I've read it a few times, been through it. I would say it's more for the novice gardener, but it does give everyone some tips of how to grow things indoors and what kind of pots you could use. Some good ideas, some creative ideas in there. So I recommend that book, The Windowsill Gardener. Right, so we're coming to the end now of this podcast. As you probably could tell, a bit rusty. Not been on the podcast for a while now, as you probably can tell. And a bit out of sorts. So, yeah, since the last podcaster now, I've not been very well mentally, so it's been difficult to put out a podcast. I've recorded quite a few between there now, but it's just I could not publish them. Just couldn't bring myself to do it, so hence the time it's taken to do this. Even this podcast, I'm pointing out that it's not the best offering, I know that, but hopefully you'll forgive me and see the information between the rustiness of the podcast. So hopefully they'll be able to do this a weekly one now. So that's the aim. So hopefully we've got lots more garden information for you. Hopefully some information from the garden next week. Obviously this week's been terrible with the weather, so need to get out there. Again, that's been another block on me. I can't get myself to go out there because I feel like I'm fouling it. I'm fouling gardening. So it's very difficult to get out in the garden, actually do it and achieve it. Small steps, I know, got to take small steps, take little bits of little chunks, take little targets to meet. I know all that, but it is still difficult. I mean, after I've had 6 months of therapy last year, 2023, and that was brilliant, that really helped me. And so, yeah, and pretty much just been reading about mental states and how to keep yourself focused and keep positive. That's the aim. Thank you again for returning, or this is your first time listening. Thank you for bearing with me. Hopefully the next one will be a little slicker. And that's it really. Got some new segments coming for you soon, I think. Got a few ideas in the pipeline, but we'll wait and see what happens. So thank you very much for joining me, and sayonara, goodbye, and I'm signing out.